Our next performer is a writer, and she's actually one of several people who will be appearing here on Saturday night. And she's going to read a rather serious piece, and she did ask the owner, Rick Gordon, if it was okay. Just so you know, okay? And Suzanne Owens, all right? Thank you.
Yes, this book is about women who have committed terrible crimes. And it's a real women, and it required research. And it goes from about 1800 into 1995. In fact, one of the women I wrote about is still in prison. She murdered 8 of her children. And this is about another woman. And she was English. Her name was Pamela, and she was married to Paul Sansbury, and they lived for 8 years in the outskirts of Sidmouth, South Devon, England. She confided the murder to her neighbor, who went to the police. Although Pamela confessed, the DNA testing was inconclusive, as the remains of Paul's body had been buried for 8 months. On December 13, 1991, she was sentenced to 2 years probation. When I was an eggshell, the garden earth, too hard to dig, I left him in the cornfield behind the hedge. I used to watch you go out walking in it all by yourself and dreamed of going. One autumn I tried. When I saw the corn borers had destroyed it, I feared they might latch on to me and came straight home. You say I look Victorian in my old-fashioned clothes, my hair pulled back. Oh, you didn't see the nude photos he made me pose for. Or hear him snarl, I'll show these to the world, your whole family. I'll burn down their house if you even think of leaving me. I wrapped up his head with those photos and dropped it in a plastic bag, kept it on the shelf with the hats for 8 months to remind me. The scars on my hands from pulling the cord will never let me forget. And neighbors like you could never guess by them what went on. I would have said hello to you more often, but he didn't like me having friends, especially married women ones like you. You draw asterisks around your calendar for special times. I've drawn two on mine. One for the trip I made from house to field with him chopped up in the wheelbarrow. And one for the drunken night he threw me downstairs and jumped on my leg the night I crossed my Rubicon. I tied a nylon cord loose in his tool bag, a plumb line to the bedpost, coiled it round his neck, and pulled. I garroted his rage. After I used his tenon saw with the foot-long blade, you'd not have thought my floor so spotless, my curtains so fresh and walls so white. I worked on the bedroom floor 4 days, just as I worked when he made me saw the wood for the front gate. When I lost my will to run away, when I was an eggshell. I wanted to say, you eat, you sleep, you talk, you lead a nice life, look at the life I'm leading. But I never spoke a word he didn't understand, or he'd beat me. I grunted as I trussed his remains in those 3 black garbage bags, just as I grunted when he made me strip naked, buckled a dog collar round my neck, and watched me eat from a bowl on the floor. So.
Thank you, Suzanne. Woo, that was pretty heavy duty.